Mr. Jason Lindstrom from, it's Evergreen Training,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Evergreen Training.
In Portland, Maine. Maine. Yeah, you are now a Mainer. You're officially
yes,
a Mainer,
officially
huh?
Mainer. I've been almost 3 years now.
Wow, oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm in my
that's
third year. Yeah.
I thought it was like a year or something like that.
No, it's not been the year.
Oh, well, yeah. But hey, something else official, though. You are now the CUNA Marketing Business Development
Chair.
Council Chair.
Chair, yeah, of the Executive Committee.
So, okay,
yeah.
Great,
so,
great.
It's,
congratulations.
Been on this the CUNA Marketing Business Development Council for 10 years
mm-hmm.
and served for six on the EC, the Executive Committee, and now get to serve for 2 years as a chair. I was vice chair last year.
Okay.
So
okay.
Mia Perez turned it over to me today.
Mm-hmm.
So
what are your responsibilities? What do you get to do now?
It's basically working on the strategic side of the council,
mm-hmm.
Trying to make sure that we've got content for conferences like this, mm-hmm. content that we're delivering via web, electronically, all of that,
mm-hmm.
For all the marketers and business developers
okay.
In credit union land that are part of the council.
Okay.
So yeah, it's achieving this part is going to be pretty easy because Mia's left me in good shape. The council's doing really well.
Yeah.
You know, we just have to fine tune things. You know, mm-hmm. every year we find little things that we want to tweak and do differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to get a refreshing or a fresh perspective on things.
Yeah.
You know, it's great that you kind of have this turnover in a good way.
Yeah.
So Mia did a fabulous job.
Right.
As did all the folks before her, and now you're going to step in and do a fabulous job as well with a different lens. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had people like Michelle Hunter, who's been.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Been the chair, and you know she's on the advocacy committee with CUNA, and
mm-hmm.
She's actually leading the council's EC, which is all of the executive committee vice chairs and chairs of each of the seven or eight councils.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, so it's good to be involved with all of that.
Now, last year, Open Your Eyes was a big part of this conference. How big is it this year with the execution?
You know,
part
it's
going to
be tomorrow. Actually,
okay.
is the day Friday, so we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Folks will be here from CUNA discussing that, and
okay.
it will be part of the process. I think the overall view that we've heard from marketers has really been positive.
Mm-hmm.
The research and everything that CUNA's done really lends itself to make some changes in your own shop and marketing.
Right, right.
Research has just been outstanding, and it's really caused us at our credit union to maybe think about how we use the word member, and
mm-hmm.
you know, let's not lock it down. We're not necessarily just a membership organization. We're a community credit union, so
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not like a Costco card or
right,
whatever.
Right.
So
yeah, I think that's where the confusion comes in.
Yeah.
It's like, how much does this cost to be a member?
Right.
Is it like a country club, a
right.
Costco?
And then you have the word union. So you know,
yeah.
what is that all about?
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of things. It's true. Open your eyes. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's opening our eyes, and it's even opened our eyes as credit union folks.
Yeah.
You know, too, to see that you know, people have an awareness of credit unions, but there's so many proposed or perceived barriers
mm-hmm.
to entry.
Yeah.
And we're working on that.
Yeah, I mean, because you're looking at it from a really different perspective or a
yeah.
unique perspective because you're a leader at Evergreen. You're a former marketer.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably still a marketer at heart, I would think.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's
and now you're leading the executive committee here. So what's your take on what's going on right now?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, I was telling Mia today, we were talking about the article that came out talking about liquidity and deposits, and last year we weren't talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And now as marketers, we're talking about that. Like, what do we do to market a better CD rate or
yeah.
a new rate to get members
mm-hmm.
in? Because liquidity crunch is happening. And so it's interesting, you know, on how that all modifies, and it's different as a CEO. You're
mm-hmm.
thinking, gosh, we just promoted the heck out of loans last year, and
mm-hmm.
at our particular credit union, we had 24% loan growth. So now we have to pump the brakes a little bit, and CUA is not so happy about our rocket ship that we took up. And so it's an interesting time, you know, and as marketers, everyone has to readjust,
mm-hmm.
and they've got to be able to put out the new products or new services or new rates and that kind of thing, and maybe step off the brake, you know, put on the brakes or whatever
mm-hmm.
on the lending side. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
It really is, and I think the perspective that I can bring started out as a part-time teller at a credit union while I was in college at Long Beach State. So. And then moved on and did business development, worked in lending a little bit, did the chief political officer at schools first, so I got into the advocacy role, and then when I was at Belvoir, the chief marketing officer. So, you know, I've told them today, everyone, when I was introduced, that you know, I want to be a light for marketers that you can go from the you can get to the corner office through the marketing and business development channel.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to play your cards right, and you have to just continue to work at it and show your value and your worth.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate to have a great board of directors who believed in that and what I was selling them when I interviewed, and it's actually just taken off and been really good.
Yeah, there's a few marketers out there that are CEOs or budding CEOs out there right now, so it's good to see that. Because they're talking a lot about IT folks becoming CEOs and stuff, but I think marketers hold their own as well.
Yeah, so. I think that's good, and you know, the if you're a marketer that understands IT, you have it even better, you know, and if you're starting to use some of the technologies. Yeah. We've been talking a lot at the conference here about geofencing, and you know, my big thing is, our members going to think that's really creepy. So you go to a car dealership and you're looking at cars, and all of a sudden something pops up on your phone saying, hey, we can get a great rate at your credit union. Is that too big brotherish? So we've been thinking of, you know, ways to possibly, if we go down that avenue, how do we spin that and make it more fun? If you're at your local bank that closes at 4 o'clock, so we geo-target that bank.
Yeah.
And if we're open later on that day,
we're open 2 more hours.
Yeah,
come on
shucks,
over.
Too bad your bank's closed. Come over to Evergreen. We're open till 5:30.
Exactly.
And then that kind of ping that someone would get would be that more fun and entertaining kind of thing versus, hey, we've got 1.75 car loan rates or whatever. So it's just that thought process.
Right.
You know, how do you do that? And
I would think if you already had the app, if you had your credit union's app on your phone, say the car dealership scenario, I think if you already had the Evergreen's app on your phone and, and you went to a dealership and that popped up, I think that would be fine.
Yeah, I think so.
But if it comes up out of the blue, it's like...
Yeah, but I think a lot of the geofencing stuff that's out there, at least what we were talking about on the technology side, is that you just kind of circle things, and then that's where you, you put your message out, whatever you want it to be. So it hits random people somehow. I don't know how they sign up for it all, but... technology. It works.
I know. It works, exactly. As long as it works, we're okay with that. Anything else to wrap up? Again, congrats on the new appointment. Well deserved. And anything else?
No.
Final words of wisdom, sir?
Final words of wisdom? I don't know. I've lost my voice through all this talking and everything, and back-to-back conferences with GAC and coming across the country here to this. So I'm looking forward. We do have the Diamond Awards tomorrow night, which will be good. And
that's always fun.
The best of the best in marketing and business development and credit union land. And it's always fun to see people get awards for the first time. And it's always fun to see those credit unions that really put in a lot of effort in and contribute a lot of awards. And then they get them. They enter. So it's always a good time.
Yeah, the marketing stuff, so to speak, or the marketing materials and stuff that credit unions are putting out is just, it's really gone. It's leaps and bounds of what it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really, really good stuff.
Yeah, I remember
really
seeing stuff 10, 15 years ago. It's Microsoft Word clip art, you know, that kind of thing.
That's
and now we really have good brochures, electronic brochures, and
video stuff out there.
The combined campaigns from, you know, the direct mail to the electronic channel to the actual credit card that they're giving, that they're doing. All that stuff's just great.
Indeed.
High quality stuff.
Indeed. And last word, I saw a photo of you dropping the puck at one of your local hockey.
So,
semi-pro or whatever.
It's the East Coast Hockey League.
Yeah.
And Evergreen, we got in first and got exclusive rights to
right
be
on.
A sponsor.
Good for you.
And it's actually been a great community partnership. And one of the things we're working for is being a community credit union. We have to be involved in the community. So it's one of 4 or 5 different ventures that we're doing. We also sponsor an organization called Portland Trails in Portland, Maine. 75 miles of trails with 2 employees.
Oh
so we've
gosh.
Given them some funds to help keep up the trails. Yeah. And at our annual meeting coming up next week, we're going to actually showcase, instead of having a guest speaker or something like that, we're going to showcase through a video these 4 or 8 different organizations that we partnered with. And now we're looking at the Greater Portland Animal Rescue League. And we figure, you know, having dogs and kitties at the branches
never
for adoption, you know,
hurts.
Doing that kind of thing. And it's just, you know, we really want to be active in the community. And we feel that if we continue to do those kind of things, like this hockey sponsorship, and even that night we had given out 250 tickets to these trail stewards that were part of Portland Trails. And with all the trails and everything that needed to be maintained and the brush cut back and that kind of thing, and cleaned up after the winter and all that, they really could use the funds. And it wasn't much for us to do, but it's enough to make a big splash in the marketplace.
And a big impression on them, for sure.
Yeah, and then part of our hockey sponsorship. Our logo's on the ice, and if one of the Maine Mariners, that's the name of the team, mm-hmm. one of them score from there, we donate $100 to the Portland Trails organization.
Gosh. So wow, you guys
tied all
that.
This stuff together.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a combination of a great marketing team that we have, but also that the leadership and the vision that I bring, knowing about credit unions and what we should be doing in the community to support organizations and partner up, and we're doing a lot of fun stuff, so it's good.
I think you know what you're doing, sir.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Always
appreciate
a pleasure, Jason.
Yeah.
Congrats again on your success,
right.
And sky's the limit for you, man.
Yeah,
well
appreciate
done.
It. Thanks.
Well done.
All right.
There he is, Jason Lindstrom.